that's a nice president.
I'm working on it.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Got my wig already.
I don't.
Washington.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, thank you.
There's no pay on it. My surgeon 2 weeks ago, he said, push the hip off till November. And I have him give me injections in this day. This is what I'm all, this is what I'm all.
Going.
Barristers or counselors?
This is like a time like that, it's reasonable.
Is that right? So you got, you're done, you're done?
You were here.
Was it also under your expectations?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the June 5th meeting of Orrville City Council. This evening, we'll be led in prayer by Pastor Geraldo Nunez from Salem Mennonite Church. Would you stand, please?
Heavenly Father, thanks so much for this day. Thanks for the opportunity, Lord, that you gave us to be here. I just ask that your Holy Spirit, you be upon these men and women that are here today to decide the business of the city, Lord. Just guide them, and everything that they do and say, you'll be for your honor and glory. Everything I pray and I ask, in the name of our son Jesus, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Pastor. Have roll call, please.
Shu.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Vance.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Aspiris.
Here.
Korfman.
Here.
Lorson.
Here.
Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of our minutes of the May 15th meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Mr. Vance.
I move we adopt the minutes of the May 15th meeting.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson.
Those I need to say.
Yes.
Vance.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Aspiris.
Yes.
Korfman.
Yes.
Lorson.
Yes.
Shu.
Yes.
Thank you. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Aspiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. Utilities, Mr. Korfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has no report.
Thank you. Health and safety, Mr. Vance.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report tonight.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have not met. I have no report.
But the park's filling up.
It is.
Transportation, Mr. Shoup.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have no report tonight.
Thank you. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report, sir.
Thank you. Ordinance and Personnel, Mr. Lorson.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report from Ordinance and Personnel either.
Thank you. We have no special committee report this evening. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Handworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to mention, this is kind of a reminder from our police chief, that especially now that we're out of school, we do have a curfew for our teenagers mostly. And that is just a reminder that there is to be no child under the age of 14 years shall be on the streets or public places in the city between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. except Friday and Saturday, and those hours would be 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. And keep in mind that that doesn't mean your kids can have a slumber party or they can't be at their friend's house or something, but they're not to just be out roaming the streets. And if they are, I'm sure that one of our patrolmen would probably stop and ask them, you know, what they're doing out there. So just keep that in mind. And also, Chief Birkbeck mentions that we've had quite an increase in thefts from vehicles here the last few months, especially since the weather got nicer. Again, the most important thing is people need to lock their car doors. Don't make it easy for people to take things, and also don't leave things of value in plain sight in the cars. I know people sometimes leave wallets and money sitting in the console of a car, and you're just kind of asking for trouble when that kind of stuff is that visible. So please make sure you lock your vehicles when you're in for the night, if they're sitting in the driveway or on the streets, and maybe keep those valuables out of sight too. Secondly, I'd like to announce that our June Employee of the Month is Dan Lorson from the Fire Department. Dan has taken many training programs and is now a lieutenant with the Fire Department. He's a member of both the Rapid Intervention Team and the Special Response Team. He's a paramedic, hazardous materials technician, lieutenant at Station 2, a firefighter 2, and an officer 2. Dan has recently been named the Oroville Firefighter of the Year, and he will have the place of honor to lead the 4th of July parade on July 4th this year at 4 p.m., and that is the words of former Chief Valentine. When I got this paper, he was still a chief, but now he's our former chief. Dan has become an excellent officer at Station 2 and is looked up to by the members that he supervises. And so he's doing a very good job. He's born and raised in Oroville. Dan is a 2002 OHS graduate and a 2006 graduate of Kent State University, where he studied justice and psychology. And he is a production manager at Riverview Wood Products in Smithville. And we have not yet set a time for lunch, but we'll be doing that soon. And that is all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'll move to our Safety Service Director. Mrs. Ensley, you get to report this evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Wheeler left me a few things to mention. The mayor mentioned the former fire chief. Bob Valentine has retired, and Chris Bishop has been appointed fire chief, and Ron Valentine has been appointed assistant fire chief. Orpool is now open. The hours are Monday through Friday, 1 to 4:45, and 6 to 7:45. Saturday, 1 to 6:45, and Sunday, 1 to 5:45 for open swim and adult swim is every day 12 to 1, and Monday through Friday, 5 to 6. We're going to be doing Movies in the Park again this year, so I want to thank all of our movie sponsors. This year, we're showing Lego Batman on June 23rd, and that's sponsored by Hummel Group. Moana on July 21st, and that is sponsored by Armstrong. And Finding Dory on August 11th, and that will be sponsored by Orville Utilities. And those will be at the Ream Pavilion, and in case of bad weather, they will be in Schmidt Hall. And those are free and open to everyone. They start at dusk, so probably about 9 o'clock, when it is, as soon as it's dark enough for them to show the movie if it's outside. Bids were opened for the 2017 Concrete Street project on Friday. We have not awarded that yet. When Mr. Wheeler gets back from vacation, that will be awarded. And we're hoping that work will begin in the next few weeks, so we'll have more information for everybody. We have got a couple upcoming projects that are being bid. Pearl Street will be opening on June 13th, and that is a project that Wayne County is handling for us. And the 2017 asphalt resurfacing will open on June 23rd. And the final item I have, starting June 12th, Norfolk Southern and Wheeling and Lake Erie Railroads will be removing and repairing the two crossings on South Main Street. So State Route 57 will be closed from Chestnut to Market. ODOT will be detouring the traffic around the closure. We are expecting 2 to 3 weeks, but we will let everybody know as we get more details from the railroad. Thank you. That's all I have.
Hey, I have one question. You mentioned the movies, but are we going to have music in the park also?
We are, okay. And I do not have that scheduled with me.
Okay, but it is happening, correct?
Yes.
Okay, right, thank you.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mrs. Emily, do you have any idea what you're going to do for the rerouting around the railroad as far as detours go at this point in time?
I do not. We're waiting on ODOT to make that detour, and I do not have, I did not get that today prior to the meeting.
So you don't know if they will try to route traffic out at Back Mountain Road and down downhill?
I don't know, yeah.
Or what, at this point in time?
Yeah.
So. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Banks.
Do you have another timeline for the demolition of the building on West Market?
At this point in time, we have been approved by the Revolving Loan Fund Committee to use CDBG money for demolition. That has to go through a review process at the state level to grant a waiver for us to use that as grant funds as opposed to a loan. Right now, we've received comments back from OHPO, the Historic Preservation Office, and we're working through some comments. So at this point in time, has not been cleared. The money has not been released, and we're waiting on the state to give us a determination and tell us when we're able to go out for bid.
So I take it that means there's some interest in the historical significance of the building, it sounds like? Or?
Yes, there is. If you may recall that is part of the Downtown Historic District that is an actual National Register district. That building is considered a contributing resource to that district because it's over 50 years old. So the representative of the Historic Preservation Office just wanted some more information regarding its condition and costs that we've received from the building department along with, they wanted more photos. So we're compiling that all together, and probably by Wednesday we should have that sent down for him to review.
I would say really more than interest, it's just them doing their due diligence since it's on that list. They have to at least check things, and they've given Kristen quite a list of questions which she won't have answered and sent back to them.
So I don't want to give the wrong impression that, you know, there was a group that was interested, you know, interested in the building, but I think what I'm hearing is that it's for a document the condition of the building, and just to say, yeah, you're right, this is too far gone, you know, to try to reserve. Yeah.
Yes. As a rule, if you're on a National Register district, that doesn't mean that you can't demolish a property, but they don't want you to use federal funds to do that unless you have proven that there's no useful life left in the building. So that's, we're just gathering more information to show that to OHPO.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Mrs. Ensley. We'll move to our Utilities Director. Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple of utility updates. Over the next month or so, we will be relocating some lines along State Route 57, kind of between the power plant and the new Jam Smucker building extension there. So all part of that is a part of the transmission line relocation. So as we're removing lines and installing new lines, there may be some lane and some traffic restrictions going in that area, but that's all planned work. At the last utility board meeting, the utility board did approve a resolution to keep our power cost adjustment factor frozen for the third quarter in a row. That means our rates have been the same for the past 9 months. Or will stay the same for 9 months at the end of this current quarter that we're in. We completed our water tower inspections recently. We haven't received the final report for that yet, but we're not finding anything major. We are in need of painting at least the west tower and maybe the south tower. We are entertaining some painting options this time, so if somebody has some ideas on that, let me know. Otherwise, they may come on back with the some shade of blue again. We started doing some fire hydrant flushing last week. That work will continue this week in your neighborhood, so see some large water spots in your neighborhood flowing down the streets, or probably one of our cars or trucks not too far behind that. But that's part of what required annual testing that we do as part of the EPA requirements. And it's a little difficult navigating up Water Street. That's right behind us. We're replacing a water main on that. Started that work last week, and we'll be wrapping that up within another week and a half or from now. We are expecting quotes in for the repair of the sewer line. That's based on that resolution that we passed at City Council a couple meetings or so ago. We're also working with the county to update the facility planning area. This is a future tool that looks at future sewer growth and agency permitting authority in our region. It's a process that we go through or work with the county and the state of Ohio every five to 7 years. And it just has us looking at our general footprint, places where we may look at expanding services, and especially if our area starts crossing into some other municipalities like Worcester or Dalton or Smithville. Just a couple things going on at the state level. I know you folks do receive a lot of the updates from OMEA and our state association, but we're still kind of watching the governor's budget this next biennium. Right now, the kilowatt hour tax, which is always a big concern for us, still remains off the radar, so that's a good thing. About a week and a half or so ago, I did send out an alert concerning a new amendment that our folks down in Columbus have thought sounded like a good idea, and they're creating a new definition called predatory municipal corporation. And that name pretty much says it all there. But basically, right now it applies to municipal water and sewer service by a city with populations over 700,000. Obviously, that doesn't affect our particular community there, but this legislation and this new definition that our legislators are looking at creating opens the door for a lot of big home rule issues. And we are very cognizant of that, and so I know a couple of you did reach out to some of our state legislators, and I want to thank you for that. We'll be continuing following that legislation and hopefully get that toned back a little bit more. And that's all I have tonight, sir. Any questions or anything?
Questions.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Brenninger, I noticed the guys flushing the hydrants here recently. And unfortunately, I had to drive through several different times the spray that's like 60 feet in the air and across the road and all that. And I've been behind some people that didn't seem to be too happy about doing that. Several years ago, I was in Worcester when they were doing their hydrant flushing. And on the back of the pickup truck, they have a short hose that hooks onto the hydrant. And they made it shoot into a plate that was attached to the back of the trailer hitch. It just slipped into the hitch and was easy to remove. And it shot all the water right down on the street rather than 60 feet across the road and into people's yards. Could you look at us possibly going into something like
that? Yeah, certainly we could. Yeah, we try to avoid that, time the traffic and that, but you know, some of that stuff depending on what direction those hydrants are facing there. There is a pretty good volume of water coming out there. But well, yeah, we'll take a look and see what.
Yeah, you might see what they're using, because I thought it was a lot better for the traffic.
Minimize that in some areas where space constraints present those kind of issues of force. Thanks for bringing that to my attention.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else have any questions? Thank you, Ms. Rediger.
You're welcome.
We'll move to our finance director, Ms. Stremlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just another addition to Jeff's comment about the budget proposal regarding water and wastewater rates. The penalties that they proposed for noncompliance is a partial or full reduction of local government funding. The penalties are not directed specifically to the utility, but more the local government if they're not in compliance. So just so you know the potential impact of that if that goes through. Also, I just wanted to give you a couple other quick updates. You know, we're in the beginning stages of our budgeting process. The books should be finalized and delivered to Council on July 3rd. That will be followed by a workshop on July 10th, immediately following the Utility Board meeting. And third reading is scheduled for July 17th so that we can meet the Budget Commission guidelines for presentation. The auditors continue to review our 2016 information. A few areas left to finalize. I would anticipate by the end of next week, they'll be completed, and shortly thereafter, each of you will receive a notice to attend the closing meeting if you desire. We have submitted our CAFR financial information through the State of Ohio Reporting System. As a result of that filing, the preliminary financial health indicators are available online for review. If you recall, last year was the first year for those financial health indicators. That is Auditor Yost's new initiative to try to be able to better gauge the financial health of local governments. As soon as those are finalized, I'll give you a copy. If you want to look at the preliminary results, they are available on Auditor Yost's website. And lastly, 2 weeks ago, we spent 5 days doing a business process review of our financial systems in anticipation of the ERP implementation. We'll begin integration and testing in the next few weeks, and it's our hope that we'll have a January 1st full conversion. And that's all I have this evening.
Thank you. Anyone have any questions? Thank you. We'll move to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbright.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll just share an update with you about Senate Bill 331. I think I've given some information previously about that with respect to rights of way and the cell towers. And that's a bill that's very comprehensive. The Franklin County Common Pleas Court judge on Friday, there's a suit that's been filed there as well as one in Summit County. Struck down the provisions relating to the cell towers and also relating to certain wage provisions of that bill, while preserving the animal welfare concerns that were part of that bill. So we're watching that carefully, just so that you're aware that portion relating to the single subject concerns with respect to the constitutionality of that bill were found to be unconstitutional by the Franklin County Common Pleas Court judge, and that's also under consideration in the Summit County case. So that's the current update on that. Not sure where that's going. He didn't even have to rule on the home rule issues because he found that the single subject rule had been violated, and also the three reading rule with respect to those issues that were added later. Just an update on that, and nothing further from me.
Anyone have any questions? Thank you, Mrs. Kirkbride. I don't have anything for this evening, and we have no, yes, sir.
I have a question or a comment for you, Council President. I will not be attending June 19th. Put that on
right. I'll write that down, otherwise I forget. Thank you. We have no old business for this evening. We'll move to new business. Mr. Morrison.
Resolution number 3217. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Court.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yeah.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution number 3217, a resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into an agreement and or agreements to purchase real estate located on West Market Street, Orrville, Ohio, PPN 59-01970.000, 59-01972.000, 59-01973.000, and 59-01974.000, and declaring an emergency.
Thank you. Got all the numbers right. Mrs. Ensley, do you have anything on this for us?
Yes, this obviously is the purchase of the vacant land, the four parcels that were owned by DC Orville Inc. located on West Market Street. This would be the parking lot adjacent to Heather's VO that Dutch Country Apple Dumplings used to park their semis. If this passes, we hope to close on the property in just a few weeks, and ultimately, our plan will be to add it to the chip and seal list this fall. We'll chip and seal the parking lot, probably stripe it, and just have another additional parking lot downtown.
Any questions?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Vance.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
I move resolution number 3217 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes. Resolution number 3317. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes. Resolution number 3317. A resolution authorizing the safety service director to enter into a contract to provide for tax abatement for real property for GMAG LLC and declaring an emergency.
Okay, we do have visitors this evening that can answer questions on this if there are any. Go ahead.
Obviously, this legislation is for tax abatement for GMAG LLC. They're going to build a 105-square-foot distribution center on the 9.435 acres on Commerce Drive. Legislation was approved at the last meeting to approve the sale of this land. Animal Supply will be leasing the space, and they'll be moving their employees to the Commerce Drive location, and then they will be hiring an additional 21 employees over the next 3 years. This has already gone to the Orville School Board. They have approved the 15-year term of the abatement, and they've waived the 45-day notification period at their meeting last month. And obviously, Clancy and his wife Molly are here if you have any questions specifically for them.
Mr. Vance.
Are you from GMAG or the Pet Supply?
I'm actually from both.
And is it the same? Okay, so one organization is leasing from the other, I guess.
That's correct.
Okay. Can you just tell us a little bit about your company?
Be happy to.
Yeah.
My wife, Molly, is my business partner, and we actually purchased Wholesome Pet Distributor that was based in Smithville 11 years ago in a small 8,000-square-foot facility, and we expanded there in Smithville, and then we expanded beyond that. And we're able to purchase the Sunoco facility and refurbish that going back about 6 years ago. At the time, we used about half the space, and we have since grown to use all the space and also using some space over at PFI. So about 4 years ago, I sold to Animal Supply, Molly and I did, and we're now part of a group of companies that are very similar to ours. We service pet foods and pet supplies in a six-state area, Ohio and the five states that touch Ohio. We represent one of the brands that Smucker's carries in their pet division, Natural Balance. And we basically provide treats, foods, and supplies to independent pet stores across the nation. So we've been fortunate to be able to grow over those 11 years very, very aggressively and hire a lot of folks as a result of it. And we're excited to say that we're going to be moving over to the new building that we'll be building, 105,000 square feet, so a much bigger footprint and a much higher ceiling, so our capacity will be almost twice what it is today. So it gives us lots of growth for the future.
Yes, ma'am.
Could
Can I have you state your full name, please, and spell it for me?
Yes, it's John Clancy, C-L-A-N-C-Y, Lavins, L-A-V-I-N-S, and my wife's name is Molly, M-O-L-L-Y.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Kristen, did you say this was for 50% or 75% of England?
This is 50% for 15 years, and the school board approves anything over 10 years.
Okay. Did you also say you're going to keep the facility open that you're in now also?
We won't be using it for animal supply. Molly and I, as part of a limited liability corporation, we will continue to keep that building, and we will lease it out locally here.
So you're going to move most of that storage to the new facility?
Oh, that's going over to the new facility.
You're looking for a tenant in the other building then, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Are we still planning to move forward with the extension of Venture Boulevard this year to Main Street?
We are still planning to do that. I don't know if the construction will happen this year or next year. We have until 2019 for the grant funds. Yeah. So we have a little bit of time, but yeah, we were planning on continuing with that project.
And you're hoping to be complete and moved in by when?
The lease on Collins ends on April 1st, and they have access to the new building on January 1st. So we plan to start to move at the end of December into the January, February time period.
He'll be done before we come and get started. So. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else have any questions? Yes, sir.
Just want to mention I've been to your other facility here in town, and it's a fine facility, and we're certainly excited for the expansion that you have and for the need to grow, and very pleased with your success. You've done a great job here.
That's very kind of you. I appreciate that, and I must say that we've really enjoyed being a new resident in the city of Oroville, and you folks have been terrific as well for that matter. So thank you for all the support you've provided us.
Any other comments? Mr. Larson.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of the resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Vance.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Desparis?
Yes.
Forkman?
Yes.
I move resolution number 3317 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Forkman.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Desparis?
Yes.
Forkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That finishes the new business. Thank you for being here this evening. Anyone have anything for the good of the order tonight? Mr. Hampshire.
I move you adjourned.
Thank you.
Second.
Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Van?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Desparis?
Yes.
Forkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our meeting this evening. We're now adjourned.
We sent out the RFQs for
I'm probably going to do that at the end of July and give them about a month to 6 weeks and get them in the fall once we get all the projects bid and underway.
Can we tell the planning commission that?
Something else rather than that.